Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Ghana decide to elevate their ties to level of comprehensive partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Ghana's parliament this afternoon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questions Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism, calls for unified global response against terror menace. Government reimposes restriction on social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers after brief access. 63 people dead in rain-related incidents in Himachal Pradesh over the last 12 days. IMD issues flood warning for 6 districts in the hill state. And in cricket, India to resume its first innings on day 2 of second test against England in Birmingham this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Ghana's parliament this afternoon and hold an interaction with the Indian community in Accra. On the second and last day of his tour to Ghana, Mr. Modi will also visit the Nkrumah Memorial in Accra, which is the spot where Kwame Nkrumah made the declaration of Ghana's independence. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks, and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed that New Delhi is a co-traveller in the African nation's development journey. They discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure and people-to-people ties. 4 MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Both leaders welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defence and security cooperation.
कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग के लिए हम गाना का आभार प्रकट करते हैं इस संदर्भ में हमने काउंटर टेररिज्म में आपसी सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का निर्णय किया है पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्रेंस को लेकर हम दोनों ने गहरी चिंता व्यक्त की है हमारा मानना है कि युद्ध का युग नहीं है डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से ही समस्या का समाधान होना चाहिए
Later, Prime Minister Modi received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, from John Mahama in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership. Let's now go live to our correspondent Alok Rai for more updates. Alok, what are the major takeaways of the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana so far?
Well, Valsa, I am right here at the Kempinski Hotel where Prime Minister is about to start his community interaction. There's a sizable Indian community here numbering around 15,000. Well, the visit has been a historic one in the sense that PM Modi became the first Prime Minister to visit Ghana in last 3 decades. And the relationship has certainly advanced to a comprehensive partnership wherein there have been many developments like a vaccine hub is being explored. Then there is a joint commission at the Foreign Office level where there will be regular interaction between the two countries. There has been talks of defense cooperation and also economic cooperation as Ghana is undergoing economic restructuring at this stage. Well, President Mahama took over the office in January this year, and this visit has certainly helped in continuing the India-Ghana relationship that has been strong and has fraternal ties over the years. Yes, Valsa.
Right, Alok. Thank you for bringing us those details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Trinidad and Tobago tonight on the second leg of his 5-nation visit. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to address a joint session of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago and also scheduled to address the Indian diaspora. Cricket serves as a potent form of soft power between India and Trinidad and Tobago, with the Queen's Park Oval in Port of Spain at its heart. The stadium saw the rise of Sunil Gavaskar and laid the foundation stone for Brian Lara. We have a report.
Established in 1986, this historic ground has witnessed numerous memorable matches, including India's record-breaking chase of 406 runs in 1976, showcasing India's resilience. The ground is famous for witnessing a record-breaking double century by Sunil Gavaskar in 1971, as well as his debut in Test cricket. The oval's pitch, favorable to spin bowling, and the enthusiastic support from Trinidad's significant Indian diaspora have made it a favorable venue for Indian cricketers. Beyond the matches, the stadium symbolizes the enduring cultural and supporting ties between the two nations, reflecting a shared passion that transcends borders. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Port of Spain, Trinidad.
In an exclusive interview with Akashwani, High Commissioner of India to Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Pradeep Rajpurohit, touched on various aspects of Prime Minister Modi's visit to the country.
The preservation of the cultural and ties and the festivals and way of life of our country in this part of the world, so far away, and that is indeed incredible. On this occasion, and being so much Indian culture rooted in this landscape of the country, visit of Honorable Prime Minister of India to Trinidad and Tobago is a momentous occasion in their history.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questioned Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism and stressed the need for a more unified global response. Replying to queries during a media briefing in Washington, Dr. Jaishankar said it is a fact that often countries do not take a position when some other countries are victims of terrorism, which they would do when they themselves are.
On the terrorism issue, again, it is a fact that often countries do not take a position when some other country is a victim of terrorism, which they would do when they themselves are. We have, in that respect, honestly been much more consistent and principled. That we have, when terrorist incidents, attacks happen elsewhere, outside India, we have largely followed the same position that we have taken when they have happened in India, which is why it's important to speak up and which is why it's important to carry them with us.
The government has again banned social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers in the country. Sources said the accounts were briefly accessible due to technical reasons. In May this year, the government had blocked several Pakistani YouTube channels and social media accounts for spreading anti-India propaganda and provocative content. They include Instagram accounts of actors Saba Qamar, Ahed Raza Mir, Yumna Zaidi and Danish Taimur, and YouTube channels of cricketers Shahid Afridi and Shoaib Akhtar. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Heavy rainfall, cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides have severely disrupted normal life across Himachal Pradesh. Since June 20th, rain-related incidents have claimed 63 lives, injured 109 people and 40 individuals are still reported missing. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at some places in the state today and tomorrow.
The southwest monsoon remains intense over Himachal Pradesh, with heavy rainfall lashing most parts of the state, including the capital Shimla last night, and weather conditions continue to remain unfavorable today as well. In Kullu district, a flash flood near the snow gallery has disrupted vehicular movement on the Manali-Kelong-Leh highway. According to Manali DSP K.D. Sharma, traffic towards Kelong is currently being diverted through the Rohtang Pass. Meanwhile, the Border Roads Organization is working to restore the route. On the other hand, Mandi district has been the worst hit, with multiple incidents of heavy rain, cloud outburst, flooding and landslides. 11 people have died in Mandi district alone and 34 others are still missing. Relief and rescue operations are underway in the affected areas. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at some locations in the state today and tomorrow. Flood warnings have also been issued for the next 24 hours in Kangra, Mandi, Hamirpur, Shimla, Sirmaur and Solan districts. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Heavy rain triggered landslides in Uttarakhand, blocking roads including the Chardham Yatra route. Over 40 Kedarnath pilgrims were stranded near Sonprayag last night but were safely evacuated by SDRF. More from our correspondent.
Landslides triggered by heavy rain have disrupted the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand. Over 40 Kedarnath pilgrims were stranded near Sonprayag last night but were safely rescued by SDRF. The pilgrimage is currently paused and the devotees have been kept safe in Sonprayag. Roads to Gaurikund, Badrinath near Umvatta, Gangotri at Bhatwadi and Yamunotri at Silai Bend, Ojiri and Banas are blocked. More than 100 rural roads across the state are also closed. Efforts are ongoing to restore all roads as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Met Department has also forecast more rain over the next 2 days. Santosh Thapliyal, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said a red alert has been issued for extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, East Rajasthan and Karnataka today.
Heavy rainfall continuing over East Rajasthan and also Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and whole Karnataka. And if we see, we have red color warning for all these areas because monsoon has been very, very active. Mumbai also getting this shower. Mumbai, we are continuously updating, but conditions are favorable Mumbai to get the heavy rainfall. Now coming to the further area, the Himalayan, like Himachal Pradesh and other, they may get isolated heavy rainfall, but there is no red color warning. Coming to eastern part of India, mainly Odisha and East MP, they have orange color warning. Further, Gujarat also has orange color warning for next 2 days. But red color warning we have issued for extremely heavy rainfall for Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra, East Rajasthan, and Karnataka. Regarding the national capital, Delhi, we are predicting mainly light rain or very light rain bridge passing shower may happen next week.
Meanwhile, the annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that formally commenced today is going on smoothly from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. We have a report.
Over 3,000 devotees were allowed towards Chandanwari on Pahalgam route early today morning. More than 9,000 pilgrims were allowed from Baltal Gandharbal base camp towards sacred cave shrine. Yatris were seen very happy, delightful and content over all kinds of arrangements, facilities and secure environment all along the twin routes. Lakhs of devotees from across the country are expected to pay obeisance this year at 12,756 feet high holy cave in the Himalayas in Kashmir. Region. Elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for the safe, seamless and secure pilgrimage. Meanwhile, a fresh batch of over 5,000 pilgrims including men, women, children, sadhus in 238 vehicles were flagged off from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu today morning. These yatris will reach their respective base camps by this evening. Tariq Rather, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
After an overnight halt, the search operation resumed this morning to neutralize the terrorists in a dense forested area in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the area last evening when police, the army and CRPF launched a search operation following specific information about the presence of terrorists. On sports and cricket, India will resume play on day two of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series against England this afternoon at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Yesterday, India were 310 for 5 on the first day of the match. Skipper Shubman Gill with 114 runs and Ravindra Jadeja with 41 runs were at the crease. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Ghana decide to elevate their ties to level of comprehensive partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Ghana's parliament this afternoon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar questions Western nations for not supporting India's position on terrorism, calls for a unified global response against terror menace. Government reimposes restriction on social media accounts of several Pakistani actors and cricketers after brief access. 63 people dead in rain-related incidents in Himachal Pradesh over the last 12 days. IMD issues flood warning for 6 districts in the hill state. And in cricket, India to resume its first innings on day 2 of second test against England in Birmingham this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.